From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 60 people have been confirmed dead after a massive earthquake struck southern Mexico. Reuters' Lucy Fielder is following the story.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. People ran outside in their pajamas and shaken tourists were driven from their beds. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents. At the international airport, cracked floors, swaying monitors and broken windows. The quake's epicenter was in the Pacific Ocean, just off the town of Pijijiapan. More aftershocks are likely, President Enrique Peña Nieto said, but despite earlier fears, the tsunami risk is not great.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. President Trump and his cabinet meeting today concerning Hurricane Irma, which is poised to slam into the U.S. state of Florida, has already killed at least 21 people in the Caribbean.
Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people. We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose, with similar strong winds at 250 kilometers per hour, following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path. Barbuda is virtually uninhabitable after Hurricane Irma. Meantime, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico late Friday, packing 120 kilometer per hour winds. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar that while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must get through. The latest round of violence began August 25th with a group of Rohingya insurgents attacking police posts and an army base in what they said was an effort to protect their ethnic minority from persecution. Rakhine State is home to most of the Rohingya minority group. Subsequent clashes and a military counteroffensive have killed at least 400 people, triggered the latest exodus of Rohingya villagers to Bangladesh. Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been criticized over her response to the violence.
This is one of the biggest challenges that we've had to face, because you know that the situation in the Rakhine has been difficult for many decades. And in fact, it goes right back to pre-colonial times. And I think it's a little unreasonable to expect us to resolve everything in 18 months. As you know, that we have been in the administration only 18 months. We're trying to progress as quickly as possible on the development front.
Human rights advocates urging the government of Myanmar to stop the violence. United States formally requested a vote of the United Nations Security Council on Monday of a draft resolution to establish new sanctions against North Korea because of its nuclear and missile programs. Meantime, the European Union is backing economic pressure on Pyongyang. Federica Mogherini is High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy.
All this pressure, both in terms of UN sanctions implementation and in terms of EU autonomous sanctions, is aimed at opening channels for diplomatic dialogue that at the moment are not present.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and other Trump administration officials have said multiple times that diplomacy is alive, and though military action against North Korea is a possibility. Pope Francis brought together thousands of victims of Colombia's half-century-long conflict with leftist rebels, presiding over a prayer for reconciliation in hopes of solidifying the country's peace process and healing still fresh wounds. In the highlight of his Colombia pilgrimage, Francis flew into an area once besieged by rebels to pray with victims and urge them to overcome their grief by forgiving their assailants. Indonesia, Malaysia are reminding foreigners of their claims in the crowded and contested South China Sea by destroying foreign boats that take fish from waters near their coastlines.
That's the latest world news from VOA.